Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Kiko Ellsworth, and I want to wish you all a merry, merry, merry Christmas. Go out there, be safe, have fun, live, love, be happy, and we'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Manai Noji, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio. Just wanted to wish you a very merry Christmas. I hope you were good this year. Ho, ho, ho!
Hi everyone, you're listening to Star Dish. This is Kent King, and I am wishing you a very merry Christmas and a happy, happy New Year.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning back into Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is December 15, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne, and my number here is 347-945-5423. Make sure you call in and participate with the show. And if you're not a registered user for Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and do it. It's free. And then this way you can definitely participate in the chat with everyone else. Tomorrow, December 16th, the lovely Melissa Claire Egan from All My Children and Greg Ricard from Y&R will be with me. And then on December 17th, the delicious Aiden Turner will be joining me. And both shows are at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so make sure you check those out. Tonight's guest portrays Johnny Zakara on ABC's General Hospital and has grown in popularity since his debut in 2007, as well as his portrayer Brandon Barrage is absolutely no different. He sells out every event he has, and he is back by popular demand, so I would love to welcome Brandon Barrage back to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Brandon.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. Trying to stay warm and dry. A little
change of pace
for us in L.A. I'm in Los Angeles, believe it or not.
Oh, really? And it's cold out there?
I probably sound like a big baby compared to everybody else, you know, like on the East Coast. But, yes, it's
That's
in, like, the 40s, and it's raining. So it's cold. We're not used to it here.
Ah, Brandon. Oh, it's going down to 22 where I am tonight, you poor baby.
All right. See, like I said, I have no reason to complain.
Well, I'm glad you came back, darling. It's great to have you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Anytime. I told you that. It was a pleasure meeting you at Super Soap this past November. You are a doll.
Likewise.
And,
oh, thank you.
You know, and I'm going to say it again, you really killed it at the street jam. Man, you got a set of pipes on you, boy, and you just drove everybody crazy.
Oh, awesome. Well, I was just up there having fun, so hopefully everybody else was having fun with me.
Oh, God, yeah, you did. Definitely. Everybody loved it.
Good.
Let's get to an appearance that you're having this weekend I want to touch on. So for anyone that's in the New York tri-state area or even further if you feel like driving, Brandon is going to be in West Hartford, Connecticut on Sunday, December 21st. Hosting a Mothers Against Drunk Driving conference. Tell us about that.
Well, it's very exciting for me because 100% of all proceeds that we get from ticket sales, raffles, silent auctions, everything will go to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and I just feel that it's a more than worthy cause to give to, especially now around the holiday times. Many people have lost family members and loved ones to drunk driving, and, you know, it's nice to raise awareness and to, you know, remember those that were lost. So whether it's around the holidays or at all times, it's good to remember that, you know, it's not cool to drive drunk, and it's really great to raise money to provide awareness to the whole country.
Yeah, and it's especially this time of year, it's particularly important. I mean, it should be important all year around, but especially during the holidays, people tend to decide that it's the best time in the world to just get smashed and lose all senses that God gave them, you know, and do stupid things. So.
Right. And, you know, the irony is, you say around the holidays, a lot of people like to get smashed. The irony of that whole thing is, I mean, for me, the holidays is a great time for me to reflect about reflect on the previous year and think about the future year and, you know, what I want to change and what I wish I would have done differently in 09 or in 08. Wow, I'm talking in the future.
Right.
What I wish I would have done differently in 08. And it's easier to think with that clarity with a, you know, with a sober mind. Of course, we're all going to go out and have drinks.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying don't do that, but just everybody needs to just use extra caution. Even if you think you're okay, sometimes you're not.
Exactly. You know, definitely. I know a lot of people who do that despite, you know, their common sense, they still do it. So absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely something we don't want to do. And
absolutely.
The next big thing we're going to have with you, if there's nothing in between your appearance this weekend in March, I'm not sure if you have any more appearances, but will be Rock the Soap. And Brandon will be on, go to rockthesoap.com if you want to book your cruise, but Brandon will be on Rock the Soap with 21 other actors and actresses from all over daytime, cross-networking and everything.
Oh, yeah, we are going to rock the soap. We're going to rock the boat, rock the soap. We're going to have just a ton of fun, and, you know, it'll be a weekend of being carefree and having a great time out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the ocean. So,
yes, there'll be a big beach
party.
I have the page in front of me. So you guys that are in the chat room that want to go hang out with Brandon on the Carnival Paradise in the middle of the ocean of going to Mexico, you with your paid cruise, you get 3-night accommodations on board the Carnival Paradise, all meals and snacks, coffee, juices, 24-hour room service, full use of ship facilities, pools, whirlpools, everything that you could think of that, you know, a cruise has. And then a private event will be the Rock the Soap Welcome Cocktail Party with an open bar. And DJ Aiden Turner from All My Children will be spinning the turntables for that party. So that should be pretty fun, huh?
I actually didn't know that until you just said it. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Myself, I'm looking forward to that one.
That should be really cool. Then there's the talk show with the celebrity interviews, clips and stories, meet and greet session with you guys, Rock the Soap Fantasy Camp where fans get to act out scenes with celebrities, and I believe that Michael Knight is hosting that particular part of the cruise.
Awesome.
Trivia contest with special prizes, and then there will be the Rock the Soap concert with all of you guys that are so multi-talented and can sing, and yes, you can, and I'm sure you will be there singing alongside the Bob Guinea Band, and then they're going to have karaoke.
Oh, wow.
Karaoke with you guys.
I will lose my voice. I'm saying that right now. Not during the cruise. By the end of that cruise, I would imagine my voice will be shot.
Yeah, well, you better start gargling with some salt water before you get on the cruise then.
Yeah, really. Well, I better preserve it enough in order to go back to work the next day because I would imagine they wouldn't like that very much.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Johnny's got a sore throat. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, you guys, and then there's a contest going on soapnet.com. where you guys, the listeners, can go enter and possibly win a free cruise for a friend and yourself. So, I mean, you really can't beat it. There's a refer a friend program where, Brandon, if I decided that I wanted to go on the cruise and I put Bob Guinea's name down, I would get $50 off my cruise.
Yep.
And you can do it for so many people that you can ultimately end up going on the cruise for free.
Absolutely. Very true.
So there's no reason for anyone not to come in and hang out with you guys on that cruise, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a blast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I forgot about the beach party.
Uh-oh. You better tell them about that.
Beach party. Brandon Barash shirtless on the beach. Well, that's all I'm saying. Brandon's not going to have a shirt on the whole time. So, hello. Let's go.
That's right.
Take pictures. Come on. YouTube.
Uh-oh.
YouTube. Can you say it? Yeah,
yeah,
it's
really
going to be a good time. I'm telling you, Brandon, you better watch out. You better watch out over there in Mexico. Is there anything, one in particular, that thing that you're looking forward to being on the cruise? I mean, you've been to Super Soap, and now, you know, as far as the mingling with the fans at Super Soap as to what you're going to do on the cruise, how do you compare the two?
Well, I don't know, because it was my first Super Soap, and I've never mingled with fans on a cruise ship before. So, I mean, I would imagine it's just going to be the same kind of thing, in that I get to really put a face with my fan base. And I didn't really mean for that rhyme, but it did. But I really like when I get to meet my fans for the first time and get a feel for who they are. And, you know, everybody that calls into these shows, I hear their names over and over again, or they write letters over and over again, and it's great to see them come out and support. So I'm very, very excited for that, just to spend some time with them.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I do know what's going to be different. That's right, because I did forget that it was your first Super Soap, because you're such a I feel like you've been on General Hospital forever. This will definitely be much more intimate than Super Soap.
Right, I would imagine.
So
I would imagine
you'll be
there
able
won't
to
be 40,000 people
talk
on
and
there.
BS with everybody that's on the ship. So it'll definitely be a lot more intimate.
Excellent. Well, I am definitely looking forward to seeing all of you there.
Mm-hmm. So before we get started with some phone calls, what do you got planned for the holidays?
I got the trip to Connecticut planned, because making that appearance there, going to stay there some extra time, and going to go into New York for a few days, and then I'm going to do a little tour of Northern California for New Year's, which I'm really looking forward to. So, it's going to be, Northern California is probably my favorite, it is my favorite part of California, so it'll be nice to spend it up there and just relax. I'm looking forward to relaxing.
Right. What is your perfect idea of relaxing?
Wow, that's a great question. Well, a lot of it would entail definitely being somewhere like, you know, Northern California, out in the middle of really nowhere, in the mountains, and, you know, you've got the redwood forest on one side, you've got the, you know, hundreds of miles of ocean on the other side, and it's nice to just be out there and reflect and hike and just listen to nature, because we don't get to do that very much in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, now, around this time during the holidays, is there any specific traditions that you and your family normally do that you'll be missing out on because you'll be backpacking it through California?
Well, with my mom, we always used to celebrate New Year's by making fondue, and that was always a really treasured memory of mine during the holidays.
Aww.
So we actually haven't done that in a couple of years, but that's definitely something I always think about around the New Year's time, around the holidays.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
And is there any particular favorite foods that you look for around this time of year? I mean, with all these holidays that are coming up, with Hanukkah and Christmas and New Year's, there's always certain foods that are out that you never normally get during a regular year.
All of the bad things that I would not normally eat in excess during the rest of the year, I look forward to during the holidays. So whether that be the fried potato pancakes at Hanukkah time, or the peppermint bark from Williams-Sonoma, or, you know, all of the various Christmas foods and Hanukkah foods there are that I wouldn't normally eat, that's what I look forward to. And then going right back to the strict regimen on January 1st. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, do you have a New Year's resolution?
Well, I'm still working on that. What's today, the 15th? So I still really have 16 days to go to finalize that. So I got to figure tomorrow out before I can figure out the resolution.
Yeah, you see, I never make them because I never stick to them, so I just see why bother. I don't bother.
Really? You don't stick to them.
No.
Well, maybe your resolution should be to stick to your resolution.
No, maybe. I just got to figure out which one to do now. I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yep.
But in the meantime, buddy, I have a million people on the phone for you. So you ready to take some calls?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to start with area code 352. You're on the phone with Brandon Barash. What's your name? And don't be shy.
Okay.
352. What's your name?
Renee.
Hi, Renee. You're on the phone with Brandon.
Hi, Brennan. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Seeing you on TV today.
You did or did not?
Did.
All right. What was I doing? What kind of trouble was I stirring up today?
Well, let's see. You and Julie were stirring up a little bit of trouble for Maxie.
We were? Oh,
That's actually funny. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
It is actually funny. It's really funny. I love seeing Maxie get all riled up. But I have a question for you. You work with Carly, and you've dealt with Sonny, and then Julie. Is there anybody on there that you would like to deal with on General Hospital, work with on General Hospital that you haven't?
The one I've really, like you said, I've really worked with everybody, but there's actually one person who's new to our canvas who I haven't worked with who I think would be fun, and that's the character of Olivia played by Lisa LoCicero. I think, both she and Johnny are definitely fireballs, and it'd be fun to have a couple of words with her.
Oh, how far, now you and, we'll say Lulu on there, how you guys are going to be together for quite a while. Yes?
I would imagine, as far as I know.
Now, you're not with your father. What are you going to do for work?
That's a really good question. And actually, the stuff that we're filming right now addresses your question. And so we're about a month ahead. So right around the new year, you're going to see Johnny just kind of clawing around for work. And it'll be interesting. You'll actually, let's say the 15th, you'll see a little taste of it next week. It'll be kind of fun.
I actually think it's cool. And maybe even teach piano lessons, just not with that girl when you guys were on the run.
That would be a fun option for him, definitely.
But it was really nice to talk to you.
Great talking to you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you.
Bye, Renee.
Bye.
This is true. I mean, I'm going to be honest. The last episode I watched of GH was when Johnny went nuts on the trooper. And that's because everything in my DVR got erased, I found out today. So I'm way behind on everything. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I hate Time Warner right now, but that's okay. it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to have you do. Because we talked a little bit about this at Super Soap Weekend, how you kind of want to see a little normalization as a couple with Lulu, you know, whether that be a regular job, and you've kind of be just a normal young couple for a change.
Yeah.
Instead of
absolutely.
Just, all the everything that surrounds the Zakaras and the Spencers and all that other stuff. So this should be good to definitely see. And I'm sure that you want to work with Lisa LoCicero because she's smoking also. I'm sure that has nothing to do with it, right?
Not a thing. What are you talking about?
Oh, God. All right. Area code 936. You're on the phone with Brandon Barash. What's your name? Hello?
936? Yeah, it took me a second. Sorry about that. This is Cassie.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Yes,
Hello,
we can hear
hi.
You.
Oh, okay, good. Hey, am I on?
Yes, you're on. Say hi to Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. How are you? I'm calling
I'm
from
well.
Texas.
How are you? Well, hello
I'm doing
from Texas.
Well.
Where in Texas?
Nacogdoches, Texas. You know where that is?
It's
about...
Strangely enough, I do know where it is. My first girlfriend in high school is actually from Nacogdoches.
No, that's crazy.
Or lived in Nacogdoches. Yeah, either lived there or is from there. It's one of the two.
Yes,
I am familiar with it.
Oh, well, very good. Hey, listen, I don't want to take up much of your time. I just was kind of curious. Now that you're on General Hospital and are busy all the time, I noticed that you do a lot of charity work. Is that something that is close to your heart and you've always done, or you're able to do more now that you're with the soap? Did you do a lot of that?
It's a little bit of both. Okay. I shouldn't say I did a lot of it before. I definitely have done it before. I have... you know, worked at the Ronald McDonald House before during the holiday season. And, you know, it was one of those things that it was a promise that I made to myself that once I became successful doing whatever it was I was going to do with my life, and this was, you know, a while back that I made this promise to myself, so I didn't know I was going to become an actor, but I made myself a promise that once I became successful and had any sort of, you know, clout, for lack of a better word, I would definitely pay it forward by giving back. And there are certain charities that are definitely very near and dear to my heart, like the Muscular Dystrophy Association and also the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, which is the organization I'm having the event for this weekend. So to answer your question, a little bit of both.
Well, that's pretty cool. Are you going to be coming to Texas anytime soon?
It's a good question. I would like to, and I would imagine maybe some Texans would like to see me up there. So
I think you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
may have to make that happen.
Hey, listen, I got another question for you. I think that I read somewhere that you are a Cardinals fan.
I am.
Yeah, that's okay, I guess. No, I'm sorry. actually, do you? How do you feel about the Yankees?
I'm a Cardinals fan.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about the Yankees.
All right. What about football? What football team do you like?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to say, but they're going to get a great draft pick. I am a Chiefs fan.
Oh, Brandon.
That little team from the Midwest that's won two games this
Man,
year.
Man, I'm sorry. I almost have to interrupt you. This is terrible. You know,
no,
things
it is.
Are going so good. You know why? I'm a Denver Bronco fan.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
Living in Texas. Went to the Cowboy game last night in my Denver Bronco jersey. It was lots of fun. Well, you know, everyone said, you know, little girl, you are lost. You're in the wrong stadium. And they didn't mind letting me know that Denver, I better not say this on air, needless to say, they didn't like Denver too much, but I just let them know that my team's still leading the division and looks like we're going to make the playoffs. And
you guys
know,
are. It's not too much to be proud of in our division because it's not that good, but you guys are.
I know no one else is. Oh, man, I can't believe you're a Chiefs fan. God.
Yeah, believe it.
But we love him anyway, so that
we
doesn't
do,
really
we
matter.
We do, we do. Hey, really, I appreciate your time. I know you've got a lot of calls, so keep doing what you're doing. And one thing I want to say, I know that you're getting pretty popular out there. Just keep continuing being very humble the way that you are and keep doing the things that make you great. You have a good night.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, how sweet. You are a very humble guy, and, you know, and that's the one thing that'll keep you grounded, you know? Your
Thank
fans
you.
Love you
it's
for that.
The result of good parenting, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so. Hey, Brandon, you know what we're going to do on the show tonight? And I didn't get a chance to tell you. Remember that shirt that you autographed for me at Super Soap Weekend, the I Love Johnny G? We're going to give that away tonight.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for you to come back on to do that one. So this is what I'm going to do. I have callers from 1 to 13. I want you to pick a caller anywhere between 1 and 13, and whoever is on the other end is going to get that shirt.
Wow. Okay, caller number 9.
Caller number 9. Let's see who this is. Area code 508. You are caller number 9.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Who's
how
this?
Are you? What?
What is this?
This is Terry.
Terry. Well, you're on the phone with Brandon. And, Brandon, would you like to tell Terry what she just won?
You apparently just won an autographed I Love Johnny Z t-shirt.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Say hi to Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi. Happy holidays.
You're hot.
Oh, well,
happy holidays.
Okay. You're hot, Brandon. Did you have a question for Brandon Terry?
I don't know. We're just like excited right now, me and my friend.
Here.
What should we ask him?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Come on, girl.
What's your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show that is on right now is Rescue Me. It hasn't started
cool.
up yet for the season, but it'll start up in January. Yep.
Cool.
Okay, so Terry.
Yep.
Terry, what's yours?
Yes.
Good. Terry.
Wait, well, yeah?
What's
your
yours? Favorite show?
Oh, mine is John and Kate Plus 8. And of course, General Hospital too.
Oh,
okay.
There it is. Okay, I was hoping
yeah,
there was a GH somewhere in there.
Terry, why don't you do me a favor and email me your information so I can mail you your shirt? Go to.
Okay.
Are you in the chat room?
No.
Okay. Write down an email address.
Okay.
You got a pen?
Yep.
Okay, it's Let's Dish Baby, letsdishbaby at gmail.com.
Okay.
And send me your info and I'll send you your shirt.
Okay.
Okay, say goodbye to Brandon.
Bye, Brandon.
Bye.
Bye, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, thank you.
Bye.
Got it.
Those are teenagers, no doubt. I guarantee you. They're so cute. You definitely got a big teen base, fan base.
Nice.
Mhm. Okay. Well, Brandon did our first giveaway. Very good. Thank you, Brandon.
Nice. I love it.
Okay, we're going to area code 856. You're on the phone with Brandon Barash.
Hey, Joanne. What's up? Hey, Brandon.
Oh,
how are you?
Hey, Navelle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. And I just have to, I basically had to call and bust your chops a little bit because I have been reading the White Pages since last week. I'm doing pretty good with that actually. So, and my job helps with that. So I'm doing very well with the names right now. So.
Well, there you go. I have a question for you.
What's the question?
Can you pronounce the name of our lovely Illinois governor?
Oh, God. I don't even want to say his name. God.
The son of a bitch or something like that. That's how I
yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, that's basically
fine,
what I call
U.S.
him.
Citizen he is, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Jay Leno was calling him something like something son of a bitch. That's how he kept
yeah.
pronouncing his name. So,
but
I guess
son
that's
of
what
a bitch.
Yeah,
son of a bitch. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's well,
okay. Very good.
But I did. I also had a question as well, and
yeah.
I wanted to ask you, what would you like to see Johnny Sakara doing in Port Charles?
Like what specifically, as far as a job, or
yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's a good question. I haven't really decided on that. I like right now. I like the struggle that he's going through. I like his struggle to be a normal person. You know, to be terribly cliche. I'm enjoying, and you guys really haven't seen much of that yet because on TV time, he just he just walked out on his family. Excuse me, but the stuff that we're filming right now, as I mentioned earlier, is about a month ahead of time, and he's still really grappling with, you know, how do I blend in with the rest of the folks? How do I go out and find a job like everybody else does? So, I don't know. I would say if I had to choose something, it would be fun to make him like a, you know, mechanic at an auto shop or, you know, obviously a piano teacher or, you know, a band member would also be fun. So, we will see what the future holds for him.
Can't see yourself as a corporate mogul in a tux, huh?
Not so much.
I tried. I maybe that's just me, but, you know. I tried. But listen, it was
Mogul.
Yeah. Mogul, exact Mogul. Not only can I read names, I can pronounce words too.
That's
but
for you.
I'm so proud of you, Neville. Oh wow.
Thank you very much. You know, it's come a long way in my education. But thank you so much. I'll be looking forward to seeing you in March. We got the dancing and the karaoke thing going on, all right? I'll talk to you.
Yeah, I'll see you then. Happy holidays.
You too.
You're going to be dancing, Brandon? You didn't tell me that.
Apparently I will be.
Oh, no. So, you see, guys, go to rockthesoap.com, and you'll see Brandon dancing with no shirt on the beach. Hey.
Look out.
Watch out. All right, we're going to area code 904. 904. Where are you, 904?
Hello.
Hello.
It's Georgette.
Hi, Georgette. How are you?
Good. I just called to say hello, to show my love. That's all. I just wanted
How are finals going?
Good. I'm finally finished. So I did good in all my classes. That's all that matters.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on another semester completed, or quarter if you're on the quarter system.
Not semester. No quarters.
Well, congratulations.
I appreciate it. I just wanted to call and show the support. I really don't have anything to tell you or talk to you about. Well, you did a good job on the street jam because I've been talking to you a lot lately. So have a good holiday. And like I said, come back to Florida.
I will try my best.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
All right, George. Take care. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's talking to you too damn much, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Area code 224. You're on the phone with Brandon. Hello. Area code 224.
You're not on the phone with me.
Justine? Me?
Area code 224.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi,
yes, you're on the phone with Brandon.
Hi. Can everybody hear me? Is it good now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Well, I'm excited. I've never gotten a call in before. Well, forgetting about our sucky governor, Blagojevich, are you going to be coming to Chicago anytime soon?
You know, I would love to. You guys in Chicago probably have the highest frequency rate of requests. So I would definitely like to plan something in the 09 year to visit you.
There's a
Chicago,
lot of us
one
here.
One of my sex.
I said, yeah, there's a lot of us here.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Chicago is one of my favorite cities in the country, so hopefully I will be able to make it there.
Oh, good. By any chance, did you get to see the Boston Legal finale?
You know, I didn't, and I'm really behind on Boston Legal this season. I've only seen, like, three episodes, and as I don't know if you've heard me talk about it before, it's one of my favorite shows. So I've got them all saved up on TiVo waiting to watch.
Oh, you have to watch it because the finale was just awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
it was a perfect way to end the show.
Awesome. Well, I will. I'll have to check it out, definitely.
Okay. Well, I'll just ask one more question because I know there's a lot of people waiting. What do you think of the new car they gave Johnny?
I like the yellow Camaro. I like the Camaro that they had him in originally. I thought that was a very fun car.
Yeah, that was nice. I liked that, too.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you for talking with me.
Oh, you got it. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the support. And have yourself some happy holidays.
You, too.
All right. Thank you so much.
So, is that right? Chicago is the highest requested for you guys now?
It is. Well, at least I know personally, like when I do one of these shows or when I do a fan appearance, a lot of the fans always ask, so when are you coming out to Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
So I need to make my way out there, I guess.
Yeah, I think you do. That would be great.
Yeah.
Hey, wasn't your first appearance up in Buffalo?
It was. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually doing another one this year.
Oh, are you really? Where?
Yeah, so there you go. That fills the gap between now and March.
Oh, okay. Where? Because I just moved to Buffalo in July.
Oh, cool. Awesome. It's going to be the same thing, the Variety Children's Telethon, and I'm a little hazy on the date right now, but I know it's late February.
Oh, okay. So we'll definitely look for that. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Brandon's coming to Buffalo. And I know
that
people
I
love
am.
That. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people don't get up this far. They either come over the border or they never stop up in Western
well,
New York.
Well, I'm stopping.
You better. Okay, that's good. All right, we're happy about that up in Buffalo.
Yes.
All right, let's go over here to another area code, 847. You're on with Brandon Barak.
Oh, Joanne, thank you. Thank you for letting me talk. I was wondering if I was even getting through for the past
You're
couple
on.
Weeks.
Say hi to Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, how are you?
So how do you like working on General Hospital?
I love it, thank you. It's a lot of fun, and I've been very blessed to have been given such a fun part to play.
I like your additive to the personality. Is any of that your creativity?
You.
Is any of
thank
it your
you
creativity?
Much.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Is any of that your creativity at all, or is it...
Well, I mean, absolutely. It's, characters are really all about... Of course, the foundation of them is in the writer's office, and the writers create the characters, but, you know, it's up to the actor to really lift the character off the page, so to speak, and provide a point of view for the character and an attitude for the character and... You know, provide character thoughts for the character because really all that's provided are the words. So it's up to us to read the words and really bring the character to life.
I feel so much respect for the way most, if not all, the actors on General Hospital, you feel more for the people that are supposed to be the mob people. I mean, I feel... more for them than some of the, what do they call them, dysfunctional families?
Sure.
I feel more for people like you or Jason or Sonny. Their emotions are so, I mean, it's like real people, you know? You
yeah,
just
absolutely.
Feel something for them.
It's not
like watching a mob boss or it's not like the mob people that you love to hate. You just love them. You just love
yeah.
them, if you don't mind me saying that.
Well, that's good. I think that means that we're really doing our job well, because it's up to us to, you know, like we talked about, make a character and not just a caricature of somebody. So as opposed to making a caricature or a basic idea of a mob boss, we have to... You know, even if you're in the mob, you're still a living, breathing, feeling, thinking human being. And so, you know, it's up to us to do that. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. And Joanne?
Yeah.
I want to know if you could share with your guests and your people, since we have 10 more days left, if anybody has cable out there, Family Channel, I don't have cable, but they advertise it, in the 25 days of Christmas, they already had it here. Look out for Narnia. That's
oh,
a real special
Narnia.
Movie. Yes,
yeah,
set your DVR.
Day.
Yeah, yeah, it was on the 9th, it was on last Friday in the Chicagoland area.
Okay, so everybody tune in to ABC Family and look for Chronicles of Narnia. They're having the 25 days of Christmas. We got a few days left, 10 days left. Okay?
And thanks again for calling on me.
Okay, Rita.
Thanks for calling.
Can you have a beautiful Christmas with the rest of your General Hospital cast? A Merry Christmas from me.
Thank you.
When
you
go back, and please hurry up and come to Chicago. Because I'm across the street from Chicago.
Awesome.
And I have no way of affording. I have no way of affording the cruise. I want to go so bad.
Okay, well, he'll make his way out to Chicago. Okay,
thank
Rita.
You.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Got it. Thank you.
Now, in the chat room, they're asking, is there any chance they'll be seeing a Johnny and Lulu engagement in the near future?
Wow, that is completely unknown to me. I have
mm-hmm.
no idea. Yeah. We shall see.
I don't know. I think they need to give them time to be a couple before they start strapping them down.
Right, yeah. It's that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Now, the other question I have is, what is the three things you would take with you on a deserted island?
Oh, wow, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
The three things I would take with me on a deserted island. My iPod with an unlimited battery supply, one.
Mm.
Two would be the woman I love. And three would be, wow, three. Hunting tools. Because I would need to eat and shelter myself.
And the woman that you love. Don't forget her, too.
Well, yes, myself being, you know, it's like the royal we, all of us.
Yes. Okay, cool. So, all right, you guys, now you know. So, did you ever watch that show Survivor Man?
You know, I've watched a little bit of that. I also watched the, I go back and forth between that and the Bear Grylls show on Discovery, which is called, I've forgotten what it's called. But, yes, I watched that and Survivor Man.
Oh, okay, yeah, Survivor Man is a good show. My son loves that show.
It is. It's a great show.
Oh, okay, another question, Brandon. Joanne, what is he buying the women he loves for Christmas?
That's for me? He being
for
me?
You. They're asking
okay.
you.
Well, if I tell you, she may be listening, and it may ruin the surprise.
See, Rodney, he can't tell you. Stop prying. Naughty, naughty,
trying
naughty.
To ruin the surprise. I see how it is.
She may be listening. Can't
right.
tell. Okay, let's go over here. Area code 727. You're on the phone with Brandon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Veronica.
How are you?
Good. I remember months and months ago on your MySpace blog that you had posted that you've read Twilight.
Yes.
I'm curious, what is your thoughts about the movie and the soundtrack and even the books?
Book, fantastic. Soundtrack, fantastic. Movie, for me, was okay.
Because of things that they left out and kind of pushed together?
What's that?
I said because of like the things that they may have left out and that they kind of pushed some of the things into one scene.
Yeah, you could say that. It was a fun story, but a lot of times with movies you get disappointed because the book is so good and the imagination isn't limited. And when you go see the movie, they very clearly show you and tell you how the story goes.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know, I was just a little bit let down, but it was still very good.
That's why I've heard that a lot of people kind of had that let down feeling with the with the movie. But the soundtrack...
Right.
That's one of the better soundtracks I've heard ever. And
the music choices were fantastic, and I loved how, if we have any Radiohead fans out there, how when they rolled the credits, they played a little Radiohead. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, the soundtrack sounds even better on vinyl.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Big vinyl collector myself.
Yeah, I've got my collection, too. I've, like, listened to the Twilight soundtrack nonstop because it's just that good on vinyl.
Excellent. I'll have to heed your advice on that.
I have one more question, though. If you could
sure.
get a chance to maybe be one of the vampires in Twilight, would you take it?
Absolutely. That would be a very fun role. It's already been cast, but yeah, that would be, you know, I may be a little too old, too. So I think I would, and I've only read the first one, but I think really the only role I would be qualified for as far as age is, you know, like the tracker or one of those guys.
See, in Eclipse, which is the third one, they have kind of a fight scene. You would probably be good for the person with Victoria that is kind
okay.
of a right-hand man. You need to read the rest. They're all
awesome.
Good, but Twilight is the best out of all of them, though. It's got the
really? You, okay. I will definitely try. I'm going to try to knock them out over my little mini vacation here. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Well, it was nice talking with you.
Great talking with you, and have happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Now, Brandon, did you ever get a chance to see True Blood on HBO?
You know, I didn't. It's been, ever since I've been on this show, it's been so hard for me to keep up with television shows that I actively watched before or that I'd like to get into now. And I kind of just figured it would be one of those things that I either buy when it comes out on DVD or rent on Netflix, because it's just, it's so hard to keep up with, you know,
right,
2-3 hours of TV a night that you'd want to watch. But I hear great things about it.
Oh, very good. Well, you know, one of your co-stars, Graham Shields, was in that.
Yes.
He's very good. Yeah,
yeah,
he is, isn't he? He comes out in Yes Man, mm-hmm, and Christmas Day, I think it is, with Jim Carrey.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go over here to another Chicago person, Tony from Chicago.
Hey, Joanne, how you doing?
Good. Say hi to Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, how you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. And listen, the storyline you got with your character, Johnny Mulan, with Max and Lulu, kind of reminds me of an old sitcom called Three's Company back in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, knock on our door.
Yeah, it was waiting for you. It was a very classic comic sitcom that starred Joyce DeWitt and Suzanne Somers and the late John Ritter. But the only difference between your storyline and theirs, because Jack Triple was the guy who was a straight guy and pretending to be gay, and he got his
right
apartment.
Exactly. And
But in Johnny's case, he's a straight guy, and he's got a girl between. Huh?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So how do you talk? But this is a situation. How is he going to handle two? How is he handle his girlfriend and Maxie? I mean, they always fight. So I saw on today's show they were fighting over living arrangements in one of the clubs. How is he going to keep those two separate?
That's a good question. I guess Johnny's going to have to take up meditation or something.
It's not like they need to take meditation because they need to relax. Okay. One more quick question. I saw you perform so many times on the show, you know, playing the piano and everything, and we all know you could sing. You sang at Superstar Weekend. Would they let you sing on the show sometimes?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if the writers are going to go there, but it would be fun.
Yeah, that could happen.
Good.
You never know.
Good.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Brandon, thanks for talking to me tonight. I wish you all the holiday season and the wonderful new year, and hope we'll see you a lot more, Johnny, down the road.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Hang
Bye-bye.
On, Tony. That's pretty funny. They're asking in the chat room, are they starting some type of Fab Foursome with you, Bradford, Maxie, and Spinelli, Maxie, Johnny, and Lulu? Are you going to be like the foursome?
We may be. The four of us really have a great time working together, and we've actually been hoping for a while that they would pair all of us up together. So we're definitely enjoying it. I know Bradford and I had some scenes together today, and we're enjoying working together a little more, you know, now that they've lightened Johnny up a little bit and he's trying to change. So he's interacting in ways with other characters that he wouldn't normally interact. So it's been a lot of fun for, you know, to really kind of come full circle in a year.
What do you think the best thing that Lulu did for Johnny is as far as his personality goes?
I think she just made him realize that there's more to life than driving fast cars and shooting guns and fighting with people.
Mm-hmm.
She realized that, you know, she made him realize that we, in one sense, are our own worst enemy, but at the same time, we can control what happens to us and our future and our destiny. So I think that was one thing that Lulu's really taught him.
Yeah, she definitely makes him smile, that's for sure.
She does. She does. Yeah.
Nice to see. Okay, we have area code 808, which I believe is Hawaii.
808. You're on the phone with Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I got
What's
a question. Anthony?
Yeah. Hi, Anthony.
Hi. Are you looking forward to the Rock the Soap Cruise?
I am very much looking forward to the Rock the Soap Cruise. You going to be there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. We're going to rock out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Anthony,
hello?
You still there?
Yes. Yeah. Also, do you watch any soap operas?
The one soap that I watch is mine. Every once in a while, I will tune into the others to see, just to check out some of the actors and to watch different styles. But the one I actively watch is General Hospital.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
all right,
Anthony,
take care,
we'll
Anthony.
See you on the cruise.
You too, Kat. Bye.
Okay, bye. That's cool. Anthony's going on the cruise.
All right.
This next caller is Barb, and she is Bob Guinea's web lady. Hey, Barb.
Hi, Barb. What's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fantastic.
How are you?
I'm good. Freezing over here.
Yeah, it is, right? For Brandon.
Yeah.
It's definitely winter in Michigan.
Uh oh. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
So Barb, you had some more things you wanted to tell us about the cruise.
Yeah, we have some news today with the deposit. Has been lowered to $250, but it's only till December 31st. So you have to act quickly if you want to just put down $250 for the cruise right now. Otherwise, it jumps back up to $500.
Oh, very nice. So if you guys want to go on the cruise and you want to book it, you can put a deposit down of $250 until December 31st.
Yep.
And then they get 3 months to pay it off, right?
They have till the middle of February to pay it off.
Okay.
Payment plans of like $250 each time you make your payments or whatever. But you have to make sure when you register that you put in the code 250 holiday. If you're using the 250 deposit, that's how. Because on the website, they can't change the website right now, so you have to make sure you put that code in. This way they know that you're using the holiday special.
250 holiday. All right, very good. So you guys get out there and start booking away.
That's right. You guys all get your Christmas money. Put it down on the cruise. Because we'll be rocking it.
That would definitely
be
a good holiday present.
Yes, definitely a good present.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to hang out with Brandon on the beach with no shirt on while he's singing and dancing in the sand.
Sounds like a good time.
I love it. Sounds like a good time, right, Brandon?
You're darn right.
Joanne, shut up already, Joanne. Just shut up. That's all right, Brandon. You could tell me to shut up. It's all right. We're cool like that. We're good like that. All right. Hang on there, Barb. Let me get another caller here. We only got a couple minutes left. Area code 815. You're on the phone with Brandon. What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, say hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Great.
So my question is... can you give us any hint to what to expect of Jolu in 2009?
Is what?
Can you give us a hint to maybe what us fans will see of Johnny and Lulu in 2009?
What I do know, because we haven't filmed too much into 09, we're about a month ahead, which puts us about 2 weeks into it, but... What you will see a lot of is Johnny's struggle to be a normal guy and how Lulu is able to deal with that and support him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I just want to say I really think you're an amazing actor. And thanks for doing what you do. Because we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all of you. So thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Yeah, have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Very good, very good. So you don't film too far ahead, so it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, spoilers are out there now that are saying all kinds of stuff that lead all the way into February, but who the heck knows if any of that's true. Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to it. So, area code 617, you're on the phone with Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. I'm from Boston.
Hello, Boston.
I had one question for you. If you could travel to one place in the world, what would it be and why?
I want to go to Africa for several reasons. I would love to, A, go on a safari for a very long time, and I would also like to check out and reach out to those areas that are in need.
That's a good answer. And I'm coming out to Connecticut this weekend along with, like, Erin and everybody and Wendy from the Message Board.
Oh, rock on. I can't wait to see you there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, safe travels.
Okay, thank you. You too. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Fabulous.
Okay. Bye.
So you're going to have a whole bunch of people from your message board. Do you check on your message boards, Brandon?
I don't. And that is not a knock to the people who do the message boards. I can't get caught up in that. I can't, you know what I mean? It's enough for me to go to work every day and do my job and be as honest of an actor as I possibly can, and reading either bad or good feedback from message boards. I don't want anything tainting what I do. So,
right. No, I don't blame you there. They always say that's a bad idea for you guys to do stuff like that. I know there's a lot of people that do it, but I'm sure it's got to play mind games with you.
Right. But on the flip side, it is wonderful to know that there are those message boards out there that do support me and what I do every day, and I'm very thankful for them. So let's not let that go unnoticed.
Absolutely. They definitely put a lot of effort into it, and you definitely have some devoted fans. And I'm hoping some of those devoted fans that will be coming to see you this weekend in Connecticut may actually end up booking a cruise at Rock the Soap.
Yeah.
We got 2 minutes, guys. Go to rockthesoap.com and see what's going on. Check out the payments and the prices, what's included. And like Barb said, you have till December 31st. You could put $250 down, and you know, that gets you in until February. So it's definitely doable to go hang out with Brandon and Kelly Monaco and Jason Thompson, Kimberly McCullough. I mean, a whole bunch of Bob Guinea's going to be performing, so definitely check it out if you can. So, Brandon, have a fantastic time this weekend. Thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, darling. So, again, let's do it. Tell them, Brandon, rockthesoap.com.
Rockthesoap.com. Let's do it. Fun in the sun.
Absolutely. All right, guys. You have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week. Don't forget to come back tomorrow night. Melissa Claire Egan and Greg Ricart will be with me. And on Wednesday, Aiden Turner, Mr. DJ himself, will be hanging out with me for a little while on the 17th. So we're going to leave with somebody I know you like, Brandon. That's Frank Sinatra. Are you ready?
Rock on, yes.
All right. Here we go.
Ah, good song.
Uh-huh.
I love those J-I-N-G.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow.
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Doodle.
O'er the fields we go.
Doodle.
Laughing all the way.
Doodle. Bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride. ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to